The protesters had obtained a permit to demonstrate at the bell tower on Capitol Square, but later moved to the steps of the Capitol building. Law enforcement officials wearing riot gear and carrying semi-automatic weapons told them to return to their designated area or be arrested. While most of the protesters complied, 17 women and 13 men remained and were taken into custody. Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax was one of several Democratic lawmakers to speak out against the arrests.
Our state capitol is becoming an armed garrison. Peaceful demonstrators are being intimidated and arrested. 8 days ago, peaceful demonstrators who wanted to take back the night were confronted with SWAT teams, armed law enforcement on roofs, and officers in riot gear. Take back the night demonstrations have been going on for years, usually on college campuses. This past Saturday, 850 demonstrators came on the Capitol grounds. They were chanting, "Tell me what democracy looks like." And what did they face? SWAT teams, state police in full riot gear, police armed with semi-automatic guns, and dogs. Not since the massive resistant days of the 1960s have I had seen such a disgraceful display of excessive police presence.
Governor Bob McDonnell said Democrats are attacking law enforcement officers for doing their job and that they should apologize.
So you have the Senate Democratic Caucus, who won't even fund law enforcement this session, who refused to pass a budget to fund our sheriffs and our police officers and our ABC officers and our teachers and our construction crews, and yet they want to take to the floor and attack those very same law enforcement officers that they won't fund? I'm incredulous.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling.
We encourage people to come to the Capitol and let their voices be heard. But there is a process by which you go about doing that. And if in the process of doing that, you violate the provisions of your permit, you violate the law, and you refuse to respond to specific orders of law enforcement, chances are you're going to get arrested. And it doesn't matter who does that. It's going to work the same way. Everybody has a right to protest. Nobody has a right to violate the law or ignore specific instructions from law enforcement authorities.
On two other instances this year, protesters at Capitol Square have demonstrated in unauthorized areas. When 1,200 people silently lined the path from the General Assembly building to the Capitol 2 weeks ago, protesting several abortion bills, they were allowed to stay. However, a crowd of 150 people holding a vigil outside of the governor's mansion last week were dispersed. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.